Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Herbie, hour two. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
We had a really fun and fast, that first hour flew by of the show. We're hoping to do the same for you in hour two of the program. I am Lawrence Holmes, here with you until 2 o'clock. By the way, it looks like Ron Rivera is going to join the afternoon show today sometime between 2 and 3. So you want to get his perspective, keep it here locked on The Score. It's a Bears Friday on a Wednesday on The Score, which is brought to you by Duncan, Chicago and the Bears. Ronald Duncan. I don't know if the Bears run on it, but Chicago does. I want to talk about the Bears and them making the playoffs. And before we get into this conversation, even though I know it's going to get lost inside of the conversation, understand that I am pro Bears getting into the playoffs. I'm pro that. I'm for it. And I'm going to give you the God's to honest, total truth behind it. Herbie, Campy, why would we be for the Bears getting into the playoffs?
People remain interested. That's a good one.
And it works for the things that they judge us by.
Correct. If the Bears are interesting, you're going to listen more and you're going to listen longer. I am pro them getting into the playoffs. I'm okay with them making December interesting. Here's my fear. This is my fear. And we're already starting to see some of it. And you heard JJ talk a little bit about it. My fear is they're going to look at the results and not look at everything that got them to the point where their back was against the wall, where you had a quarterback that was playing as the worst quarterback in the league. And because he's gotten himself to league average in the last four games, that they will look at that as progress instead of overall being upset that the quarterback who's 3 years in and 2 years into a system is only at league average at this point in his career. My fear is that a playoff berth for the Bears allows Ryan Pace to be like, I was right all the time. Everything I did going all the way back to the draft of 2017, I was right all the time without taking a really critical look at what's actually happened in 2019 before we get to the last quarter of the season. My fear is they make it to the playoffs, Matt Nagy won't make some of the changes that we all think that he should probably make because he will be like, well, wait, why should I change a thing? We won the division the 1 year and then we made the playoffs the next year. And we ran the table with six games left to do it. I am coach of the year. I'm Matt Nagy, and I'm running for dog catcher. Those are my fears with all of this. My fear is that they'll make the playoffs, and then they won't draft a quarterback. Why? Why in the world would we draft one? Our quarterback room is great. We got Chase Daniel and then the other guy. And then the Mitch, we don't need to do any of that stuff. Our draft strategy has been ideal. Oh, yeah? Oh, it's been ideal. We made the playoffs. But wait, well, what about how David Montgomery was struggling? No. Totally did that right. It made sense for us to trade up. Well, Anthony Miller, for a lot of the season, you guys were saying he was in the wrong spot. And then he had that breakout game. Like, that's what you need to focus on. Just the good, not the bad. So to recap,
I would like for the Bears to make the playoffs because I'm selfish. And it would be great for me if they were still interesting towards the end of the year. But I am worried that they are going to be seeing a lot of false positives if they do make the playoffs. Now, I give it to you, and if you want to text us at 670-11, am I just being paranoid? Or is there any validity to it? And now I ask the two guys that I work with, Herb Lawrence and Rick Camp, am I being too cynical? Is it possible that I'm being too cynical about this?
Not at all. I think that you saw this offseason because it was all the focus is, man, if we only had a kicker, Super Bowl or bust, man, we're going everywhere. We're putting everything on the 43-yard field goal, bringing in 10 guys and saying, hey, if you make these field goals, we're going to be going to the Super Bowl. So they had a single-minded focus on one problem and not fixing all the rest of the problems, which one of them was glaring. Mitch Trubisky wasn't a good quarterback after that injury he had. So, yes, you are in your right mind, and I have a perfect example of a team looking at the results instead of the process. It's Blake Bortles.
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty much the same quarterback that they went to the conference finals with the year before and the year before that. But they had a winning record that year, and they're like, you know what? 5-11, 3-13. Now he's 10-6. Yes, extra year for you, Blake
Bortles. He battled Tom Brady in the AFC Championship game, and they were minutes. If it weren't for Tom Brady, they were minutes away from going to the Super Bowl. And you know what the Jaguars did? Double down. They had seen all the stuff that they needed to see from Blake Bortles. But how in the world could you possibly bench a quarterback or look for another quarterback that took you to minutes away from the Super Bowl? I've brought the Jaguars up before, Herbie, along with the Minnesota Vikings and the man from the Minnesota Vikings. 2 years ago, everyone thought that those two teams were going to meet in the Super Bowl. Neither one of them made the playoffs the next year. And part of the reason that the Jaguars didn't make the playoffs is they were like, nah, send Bortles back out there. Are we sure about that? Yeah, this is a quarterback who played in a title game. How in the world could you ever get better than that? And then bad things started happening. Campy, am I out of line?
No. The CYA thing is what popped into my head first is, even if it's not a conscious thing of, boy, I really need to be able to sell Mitch just to save my ass, it's the subconscious thing of, this is what I thought I was seeing. This is what I believe in. Where, you know, it's somewhat, you understand it from a human aspect of just naturally, you're like, yes, that's what I thought I was seeing. But then if it's, you know, the fifth-year option doesn't worry me as much because he can still get out of it if he has a bad year next year and not owe him any extra money. That's not great, but it's, you know, I could deal with that. It's if that extension actually comes through, that is where every light goes off, every siren goes off, and that's when you really have to see. Like, the thing that I always worry about most with organizations in this town is being able to self-scout, because it seems like it's a common issue across all the teams, or at least a vast majority of them.
What you're talking about is confirmation bias.
Yeah.
That they'll see what they want to see. And for those of you who are texting, they're not going to make the playoffs. More than likely not. But there's an argument to be made that they could beat Dallas this week. There is.
Prince Amukamara, doubtful, by the way.
That hurts. Leighton Vander Esch not playing tomorrow for the Cowboys, which helps. I think that the four teams that the Bears are going to play over the next 4 weeks are better than them. I think one of those teams is way better than them. But I still have to be prepared for the possibility that they win this game tomorrow night. And if they don't, then we'll deal with it. But to act as if you haven't played the game of how can they win and get into the playoffs is ridiculous. And I'm not saying they're going to the playoffs And I'm not sure why you don't understand that. I'm saying that if they do go to the playoffs, I'm worried about what them getting in will signal to the front office and coaching staff. That it will allow them to be drunk with success and results and not check their process out in it. So you can honestly, like, you can save those texts of, well, they're not going to the playoffs. You see the chances that they only have a 4% chance. Yeah, we're very aware of that. And maybe more aware than you are of what their chances are to get into the playoffs. But until the door closes, we're going to talk about the possibility of it.
And the fan in me, 100%, and the radio guy, 100%, wants the Bears to make the playoffs. But the realist, if I'm detached from the Bears not being a fan or the radio guy, I'm saying no. They're not good enough to win the Super Bowl.
Correct.
So I would like a team in the playoffs that is eligible or that could possibly win the Super Bowl. Also, so I don't want to watch them in the playoffs if I'm detached not being a fan.
Also, just long term, to answer the old Dan Bernstein question, what gets you closer to winning a Super Bowl? It's Mitch Trubisky continuing to show what he's already shown this year and just having that clarity even more that he's not the dude and you got to move on sooner rather than later.
I'm even okay with them still believing he's the dude as long as they offer actual competition. I don't think that I guess if he goes nuts over the next 4 weeks, there shouldn't be anything that happens over the next 4 weeks that makes them go, yep, we got him. This is it. It should still be, well, we're going to hope that Mitch is the guy, but prepare as if he is not. And that's what I think they haven't done this year. That's why I think their quarterback room is trash. And I know that there are going to be people that will compare it to other quarterback rooms. I don't care about the other teams and how they do. I care about what I don't like, what I'm seeing about the Bears. I care about how it seems as if they become infatuated with stuff and don't have a contingency. And I'll give Ryan Pace this credit. You bring in Mike Glennon and then you draft a quarterback. That to me is a better situation. The players aren't better, but a better situation than what the Bears have in their quarterback room right now. The two guys that are behind Mitchell Trubisky have no future with this franchise. It's not even a possibility. So to me, you have to take away all of the things that are going to allow for you to just put resources into Mitch. That everything has to be a resource. Every one of their offensive coaches, for the most part, is here for Mitch. I want them to be clear-eyed about the way that they view him, even if this team makes it to the playoffs. And I'm a big proponent of every win is beautiful, but if I'm making personnel decisions about things, then we can have a longer conversation about the wins against the Lions. Where the quarterback didn't play great. Well, he played great. He actually played great in those two games. But your whole overall team didn't play that well. And you beat a team with a bad backup quarterback and then a slightly better performing backup quarterback. It's taking all of that stuff into account. I want them to look at I want them to really do an audit. That's what I want. I want them to check on all the things that have left a lot of us asking questions, no matter how the year ends up. If they end up in the playoffs or if they end up 6-10, I think that it's more likely that the audit takes place if they don't make the playoffs. What scares me is they will slide everything under the rug and tell you that everything's fine if they do. And we'll all be excited. I'll be excited if they make the playoffs. It's great. It's great for business if they make the playoffs. But just like last year, my goal is for us to not fall for the banana in the tailpipe this year. Last year, if you talk to a lot of Bears fans, they'll tell you the only thing that kept the Bears from the Super Bowl was Cody Parkey. And then you know what we found out? There are bigger problems and more prevalent problems with this team. If they make the playoffs, you're going to forget about a lot of the bad that you saw and you complained about, because you're going to put up the pom-poms, get your Peyton jersey out of the closet and get excited and then think we're on our way. What I'm saying is that they're not on their way. And just be fair, or try to be as fair as you can, because obviously everyone has their own biases coming into this, but try to look at this thing as fairly as possible and go, are we really where we need to be? With not just the quarterback, with the coach too. Because there's been a lot of questionable stuff that he's done. And I think it wouldn't have taken us by surprise early on in the season had we been paying closer attention to the way that last season ended. Back after.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This on The Score.
Breaking news on The Score is powered by radio.com sports and brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz.
There is some breaking news, and it has to do with baseball. Zach Wheeler signs a long-term deal with the Phillies in excess of $100 million. Who's reporting that, by the way? Is that Ken Rosenthal? Or?
It was Nightingale first, and now it looks like everybody's got it. Mark Craig, Jeff Passan.
Five-year deal worth more than $100 million.
So if you had Zach Wheeler on the list of White Sox potentials, cross him off then.
Oh, what do we think the White Sox offer was?
Honestly, if it was, I'm good with them not going. Me and Herbie were actually having this discussion in the update studio earlier today. Here's my whole thing. There are players that I'm good with the White Sox paying the White Sox, what we're calling the White Sox tax for. I feel like they did that with Grandal. Here's a little more, because we're the White Sox and we're going to put all this money in front of you right now. Would you like all of this money? Yes, I'd like that very much. Great. Welcome to the South Side. Zach Wheeler wasn't that guy for me. I don't know if I imagine the White Sox are not in on Gerrit Cole or Steven Strasburg. If those guys, if you want to add 10% on whatever the asking price is for those guys, I'm good. Zach Wheeler is like, he's fine, but I'm not going to pay the White Sox tax for Zach Wheeler.
What's the annual average is over $25 million, right?
$20 million? 5 years, right? Or four?
Yeah, five.
Over $20
million. Okay. Maybe at my limit, but for the White Sox, if you really want Zach Wheeler, if that sets off your offseason, if that's the number one guy, you do whatever you can to get the man.
But I think they got their number one guy.
They're going to go with Giolito as their number one?
No. I meant Grandal.
Oh, you mean Grandal. Okay.
I think they went and got their number one guy, and now we'll see what else happens. I'd rather them, like, the Cole Hamels money, like, let them get that $18 million in Atlanta. Like, that was another one of those players where I'm not going to go above and beyond to get him.
I don't mind them missing out on Zach Wheeler, but I want to find out what was offered. I want to see that they were competitive in the ballpark. You know how Jerry doesn't like to give these long-term deals to pitchers. Nothing over 4 years. So I want to know that that is gone and that we're battling with the real teams when there are real players out there. Cole and Strasburg are out there, and we know we're probably not getting there, but Hinju Ryu is still out there.
Mm-hmm.
Keuchel's still out there. Can we get two of those guys?
I think that I would prefer that they do that than give a long-term deal to Zach Wheeler, who's good, but I don't see him being – and Ryu, man, Ryu would be nice. He was really good for a big portion of last year.
So do they offer – here's my guess.
Okay.
Like 4 years, like $75 million, and some sort of incentive on innings pitched. If he hit 200 innings, like something unlikely, like 200 innings – in both of the first 2 years, or in two of the first 3 years, he gets a fifth year with whatever that average annual value is.
What if I said, because I think it's probably more than that. I think they probably wanted to say, we're going to pay you $20 million AAV. Okay. So I bet it was something like I think we're only off by a couple million bucks, Campy. But I bet it was like 4 years, $82 million. And okay, then the incentives that push it to 100 million.
Were those other two deferred?
And deferred money.
Well, what it's worth, Bobby Nightingale Jr., his son,
Bobby,
said that the Reds were the team that were in the running before the Phillies signed him. So the White Sox didn't even get to the end with Wheeler. Maybe they don't have 100% interest and they wanted him at their price, which is old White Sox talk.
But I would rather, for him, I'm okay with them doing that. I don't want to talk out of both sides of my mouth, but for Zach Wheeler, who I would have been fine, like I would have been happy had they got him, but I'm not good with, I don't want the White Sox to be like, hey, we spent all this money on Zach Wheeler, so we couldn't do anything else. And I just, he's not the guy that I want them to push all the chips in on. That's all.
Do you trust that they're going to make those proper moves, though, or evaluate it as such?
That's a great question. It is a logical question.
I said it right when, my mind, you probably too early and didn't give people enough time to just celebrate Grandal. Be like, if this is it of what you consider a major move for the offseason, you still that happy?
It has to be, there has to be Grandal and starting pitching. They can't walk into the regular season and have it just be Grandal and the guys that we're getting back healthy and be like, see, and here's Lou Bob. Like, it can't just be that. This is the year where there's an opportunity. There are players that are available. Spend, but don't spend, like, don't go over for guys like this. And maybe they'll end up having to do that with Ryu or with Keuchel to add to make up for it. But I'm not heartbroken that the White Sox didn't get Zach Wheeler for those numbers. I guess that's what I'm saying.
I got it. And my heart of hearts, I think the Yasmani Grandal signaled a free agents, come on through. We're really about spending money this year. And I still think that they have that thought process. Hopefully they go and bid for one of those big guys, because Zach Wheeler is probably, what, the third or fourth best starting pitcher out there in the free agent market. With, if you want to Hunju Ryu him and toss him up in an even, but you can't. Keuchel's going to be wanting real money. I know Cole's going to want real money. So is Strasburg. Who are you going to bring home? Like, if you overpay for Keuchel and Hunju Ryu, you'll probably be mad. I'll be hella pissed. that they didn't just go after one of those good big guys. And
if you're saying like if the money ends up combining for what Cole or Strasburg signed for,
more Strasburg than Cole, because I think Cole has more innings on his arm that are gonna make him not Jake Arrieta, but I think that he's gonna come back down from the guy that he is right now to the guy he's gonna be with the contract he's gonna sign.
Nationals made sure those innings aren't on Strasburg's arm.
Yeah, well, they didn't. His agent did. Heady play. That's what you're supposed to do in situations like that. But I'm not heartbroken today. But like the Cole Hamels thing, like the funny part of the Hamels thing to me is like, did you guys hear Cole Hamels with Chuck? He about to be a White Sox, y'all. Meanwhile, like Cole's got like 5 phones. And like after he got off the phone, like someone just handed him a phone from the Atlanta Braves. $18 million. I'm in.
It was a master play.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
Atlanta Braves heard that. It's like, oh, man, he's auditioning for the White Sox. He wants that job.
John Greenberg tweeted out, do you think that Cole Hamels' agent sent the White Sox Talk podcast to the Braves?
Yes, immediately.
Hey, my guy's thinking about being on the South Side. You better come up on them dollars.
Maybe all these rumors over the years, the Sox get a kickback for letting them be the team that's used by the agent. So now they're saving up enough from all those kickbacks to actually sign somebody.
Okay. Well, I mean, whatever it takes, Campy.
We're always.
If you have to wear it, you might as well get something out of it.
The White Sox are always left at Del Taco. I mean, they had that deal with Torii Hunter, and he's like, you know what? Nah, Angels. Always. They're always the negotiating chip. I want them to be the actual bride.
You're right. And one of the things that I wrote down is I don't want the White Sox to be leverage. And I kind of felt like that's why when you said to me, like Herbie and I were talking about the show today, he's like, we should put someone on and talk about Zach Wheeler. And I was like, no, we probably shouldn't. Do you want to talk about the Cole Hamels thing? Not really. Because I just feel like we're just buying into the leverage idea of it.
Are we going to need new shirts?
We might. We can put them in black and white.
Right when you said that, Mr. Potty Pants tweeted in, are we the Chicago Leverage again?
No, because at least they have Grandal. But it can't, as we were saying, it cannot be an offseason that only gets you Grandal and the promise of Lucas Giolito is going to stay where he was, and then we're going to get Kopech back, and then at some point we're going to get Rodon back, and we got a full-fledged rotation. Oh, and by the way, Luis Robert. And it can't be that.
And the cherry on top, Nick Madrigal, Slappy himself.
Slappy himself.
So Jerry owns the Chicago Leverage and the Chicago Slump Busters.
I mean, yeah.
Once again, still don't need to see the logo.
No, that's a bad logo. You really don't want to see that logo.
But the one thing I don't want to see from Chicago media and also Chicago White Sox, Zach Wheeler having a bad year next year with the Phillies. Hey, we dodged a bullet there. Good job. We didn't want to sign him anyways. Get out of here. I hate that.
No,
he'll have like a bad first start and it will already be there.
I think that Zach Wheeler's fine. Like, I don't want to besmirch his good name. I think he's fine. And had he signed with the White Sox, I'd have been like, yeah, this is a solid choice for them. But him signing with Philadelphia is like, I don't feel jilted. Because he wasn't one of the guys that I was like, they got to have him. And Cole Hamels would have been nice. At a price. And that's all I'm saying. Like, make sure that it's close enough. Because could you imagine the White Sox being like, we signed Cole Hamels for $18 million this year? I would have felt uncomfortable with that.
Well, it's only because the White Sox would then come to you and say, well, our budget is this. Cole Hamels is $18 million of that budget. Instead of saying, you know what? Money's no object to us, which it shouldn't be. Because they haven't spent any, and Rick said the money will be spent.
Right. Well, I agree that as ombudsman of their money, they better spend the money. But I'm okay with them being smart on how they spend the money as long as they fill out that rotation. Because I think the lineup, for the most part, is kind of filled out now. But you better spend the money on the pitching. Because had you had representative pitching last year, the first half would have looked completely different, and they were pretty good in the first half of the season. And the second half, I'll never get over that Despaigne start in Texas. I'll never get over that, where I'm throwing stuff at the television. They score four runs in the top half of the first. Despaigne goes out there. Here's three, right back. Here you go. Come on, Ricky. Ricky boys never quit. Giving up home runs to Mazzaro.
As high of an ERA as letters in his name.
You better believe it. All right, we need to take a break. Campy asked something about the Bears that I wanted to get back to. I think it's really interesting. We'll do that next here on The Score. The bottom of the hour was brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Home opponents include Michigan State, Michigan, Purdue, and more. Season and single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at nusports.com. When we were talking about the Bears and like hoping that they self-scout, Campy asked a really good question during the break. He's like, well, who do we think does a good job of self-scouting in the NFL? And obviously, the answer is always the Patriots. Like, that's always the answer. And it's somewhat of a cop-out for us to just say the Patriots. I would add the Ravens into that. Teams that understand. And honestly, we could add Pittsburgh into that. This year, looking at their season and how it was destroyed, and looking at the Minka Fitzpatrick deal and be like, why are they doing that? And now they're in a position to be a playoff team with no quarterback at all, with Duck out there throwing the ball around.
And I know you mentioned Andy Reid in the break, too, because if nothing else, just how amazing the record is coming out of a bye.
Coming out of a bye, number one, was he 19-3?
I think it's like 18-3 now.
18-3 coming out of a bye. And having a good enough quarterback to put you in Super Bowl contention, but then saying, you know what? We might be able to do better with this Mahomes kid. That, to me, is the type of clear-eyed vision for a franchise that I want the Bears to have, no matter how these last four games go. It's good football discussion on the show today. It's appreciated. We got some good baseball discussion, too. We'll see if anything else pops up. But it looks like that number on Zach Wheeler to the Phillies is $118 million. 24 per, well, about 24 per. We'll talk with McNeil and Parkins coming up next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.